The esports program at UW-Stout is booming. Last year, they took home a state championship and qualified for two national tournaments. This year, they have a record-setting roster of almost 50 players. And next year, they're getting a brand new arena thanks to a $1 million gift from the UW-Stout Foundation and Alumni Association. The head coach and a student team member join us now to talk about esports, the program's current momentum, and where it could take the Blue Devils esports team. Aaron Froelich is director and head coach of the esports program at UW-Stout, and Toby Reedman is a student, player, and head coach of UW-Stout's Valorant team. Toby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
And Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, for people who have not witnessed esports firsthand, paint us a picture. What does esports look like? What kind of environment is it happening in? Let us in on what's going on there, Aaron.
Yeah, so esports is a really, really fun competitive environment, you know, adjacent to traditional sports. You know, we build teams and we travel and, you know, compete face-to-face with our opponents. Most of the time we do compete online from our on-campus facility, but it's all about team building, building up culture, you know, maximizing strategies and then executing in gameplay.
Toby, what brought you into esports?
In high school, I used to play competitively. And then when I came to Stout, I discovered that they're developing an esports program. Perfect timing when I got here. And I was like, hey, I was a little burnt out of playing because I used to compete at a semi-professional level, but I was a little burnt out. And I decided that, hey, it's a perfect time. I'd love to coach for the team. And then I joined right as they were developing it. So I talked with the people that were putting it together, and I've been with the program ever since.
Aaron, people might think of video games as kind of a solitary activity. What goes into pulling people together as a team, working together on some of these games?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of stuff around team building. A great example would be Toby's Valorant team. We have a ropes challenge course on campus, and they went and did that as a team, just kind of building up that camaraderie and teamwork outside of the actual video game. And, you know, those kind of small steps are actually going to be what pushes our team even more forward, because it's a lot about trust and communication in the game. And obviously our skill and talent brings us up to a certain level, but it's the development that we do outside of the game that helps us thrive.
Toby, Aaron just mentioned Valorant. That's what you're playing. First of all, for people who haven't played, what is Valorant?
Yeah, so Valorant is a 5v5 tactical shooter in which two teams compete to plant a objective called Spike in order to win the round or eliminate the other team.
Toby, what goes into working as a team, right? Because you could play this with a bunch of strangers on a team, working with the same people game after game. How do you kind of coordinate that out?
Individually, each player can focus on their mechanics, their aim. But as a team, there's a lot of strategy that goes into it, revolving around coordinating where people are going on the map, what timings we're using. There's abilities that each individual has, and you have to coordinate and use those together. And then coordination and developing a communication structure is super important, because we need to just always be on the same page. And year after year, we've gotten a lot better at that, gotten a lot more efficient, and it's been fun to work as a team.
Aaron, what are the other games that UW-Stout participates in?
Yeah, we also compete in Overwatch 2, Rocket League, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Tell us a little bit about the Smash Brothers one. I've not played it. It's pretty different than some of the other games. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yeah, so Super Smash Bros. It's, you know, your classic party fighting game, but you know, we take it up to the next level. We play in a 4v4 crew format. So essentially, 12 lives versus 12 lives. It's still in the still in like a team setting, so that it's, you know, not just individualized gameplay. But no, that's an extremely fun game to watch and see essentially a party game played as a competitive title.
And Toby, fun to watch, Aaron said. Now, you're often doing this online. People can watch online. You could do it in person. What is this like as a spectator sport?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I've had the opportunity to witness these events both in person and online. I think online is the primary medium that you're going to be watching these from. We stream all our matches on Stout Esports Twitch channel, and that's where a lot of esports in general are streamed. That you're able to get a lot of people just online watching the match and commenting in real time, just talking about it, which is a lot of fun. But then in person, we've been to a LAN event this last year for the Wisconsin League, as well as I've been to a LAN tournament for a World Cup match a few years back. And it's a lot of fun, similar to traditional sports, just being in a crowd, watching it, and just kind of just getting all that hype energy together.
We're talking to Toby Reedman and Aaron Froelich with the UW Stout eSports program. Pretty good one. State championship under their belts, qualified for some national tournaments last year, and a brand new arena on the way. And Aaron, big deal here. Tell us about this arena.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a fantastic gift from our foundation and board to move ahead with this new project. This has been something I've been pushing our administration since I was hired last summer, that we need to truly develop a new space for our players. Our current space is a little bit small for our total roster, but this new space is going to have up to 35 PCs in it. We're going to have a stage, the ability to host regional and state events in the future. And it's just going to be fantastic for the future of Stout Esports.
Toby, you're probably going to be graduated by the time this thing is up and running, but do you see this as a pretty exciting development?
Oh, absolutely. I think the new space will be just fantastic for just making sure that we get all our teams into practice at the same time. And I'm especially excited to see the areas that we're able to host tournaments and bring people in for, because I think that's where the life of esports finally can be seen in a lot more physical sense.
Aaron, another big step here, the UW Stout Esports program, I understand, moving to the Wisconsin Esports Conference. You helped found it, I think. Tell us a little bit about the conference and what that's going to mean for your competition at UW Stout.
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Esports Conference is something that myself and a group of different coaches and directors from across the state kind of sprouted the idea this past winter. You know, there were various tournaments like the WCRL, WVAL, and the Battle for Wisconsin that only applied to one game title, and we wanted to give an opportunity for all these schools to compete in one conference for the most popular game titles. And so we spent a lot of time over there last winter and this summer preparing this league. It just launched last week. We're already into week number two of competitions, and it's just been fantastic to give all of the universities and colleges in state a nice equal opportunity to play against each other, build up local rivalries, and even have a lot of potential for in-person competitions. So I think that the purpose of this conference is going to be to continually drive the ecosystem and the community within Wisconsin esports, both at the high school and collegiate level.
Toby, do you and other players there have something in your majors or career plans that relates? It seems like it would be a logical fit that there might be, I don't know, computer science, graphic design, and so on, that sort of thing. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of our program involves computer science, but there is a huge spread of different majors. We've got dietetics, we've got a bunch of other business is what I'm taking. And then I actually have a coaching minor in esports concentration right now that I'm taking to hopefully do this more in my future.
Aaron, I understand you've got a roster biggest yet, nearly 50 players. What is contributing to that level of interest in the program at UW Stout?
Honestly, I think it goes back to the foundation that, you know, Toby and his peers laid down a few years ago. They've set a standard for an extremely high level of talent here at Stout. And I think that that in itself draws interest. We run tryouts at least twice a year to help, you know, fill the gaps in our roster, see who else is on campus. But there's also recruiting efforts in the same way that traditional sports recruit. You know, I go out, I watch high school games online. I try to get to different high school events in person. And I talk to the students and, you know, offer them a position at Stout to play if that's, you know, truly where they're at and where I'm at. And it's been really, really fun to develop the program. I brought in my first freshman class this year, and I'm really excited to see what they can do over the next couple of years.
Toby, getting back to esports as a spectator sport, when I've tried watching, I gotta admit, things move pretty fast. Like coming into any new sport, it's hard to follow what's going on. Is there play-by-play for some of these events, so for that first-time watcher, they can follow what's going on?
Yeah, I do agree. It is really hard to get into at first for a lot of the different esports, especially with how wide of a range there are between Valorant being a tactical shooter. Rocket League is a lot easier to pick up, being car soccer, or League of Legends just being this top-down game with abilities, and it's really hard to understand. But yeah, no, all of our observers, we have casters for our matches, and they try their best to relay the information and make it consumable for any spectator as best as they can.
We'll leave it there. Have a great season. Toby, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Aaron, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Absolutely.
Aaron Froelich is director and head coach of the eSports program at UW-Stout, and Toby Reedman is a student, player, and head coach of UW-Stout's Valorant team. They join us to talk about the success of eSports at UW-Stout and a recent $1 million investment in the program and a new arena. Later this week, we'll get the story of legendary Wisconsin Cookie and how it's making a comeback after it was long thought lost to the ages. It was called the Gorilla Cookie, like a rebel, not like the animal gorilla. Its story runs through Madison and Broadhead and a nature conservancy in southern Wisconsin. A lot of people have strong memories of the Gorilla Cookie, and if you do, we want to hear from you. Call or text us at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. Or email your story, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.